Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled because today we have with us Pamela Moss, a former Ivy League academic and homeschooling mom. Dr. Pamela Moss joyfully expresses her true purpose as your soul guide. She is on a mission to light up the lights, to empower and connect light workers, coaches, healers, therapists, visionary artists, new paradigm leaders in this time of planetary transition, so we can together assist the shift and co-create the more beautiful world our hearts know is possible. Pamela, thank you so much for being with us. It's just delightful to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you are so accomplished, lady, and I can't even believe some of the transitions you've gone through to get to where you are today. You've always been helping people in an enormous way, but it's kind of transitioned in its perspective and nature. So tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose.
Okay, well, I think like many people, actually, I was on course as a young person, and then I took a very long detour, actually. I didn't really wake up to my passion and purpose until I was my mid-40s. I was a former academic, and I homeschooled my kids, and that was my life, and then I had an awakening. And in that awakening, I realized, what am I doing with my life? What about the things I dreamed of when I was a kid? What I wanted to accomplish, I wanted to make a big difference in the world, which I didn't feel that I was doing. And I started on this, what I call the luminous path, to uncover who am I really and what am I here to do and how can I help other people and grow. And that led me to reclaim various aspects of myself that I'd totally forgotten about, like being an artist and being a healer. I had no idea. And being someone who can help other people tap into their own deep wisdom and their inner guidance, which is the thing that I feel I'm really here to do. So I can tell lots of stories about that, but that's really, it was not something I set out to do. It was more like I took a very long detour and then came to it.
You know, tell us a little bit about that detour, because I think a lot of people, when they really find their passion and purpose, they want to strive and go out and really pursue it. But it's a little scary, too, when you've been in a little bit of a different environment, something you're really successful with and really assured of. Did you have some challenges with that transition?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So basically, the challenge was, even though I'd been an academic and I'd been mostly homeschooling my kids, and I'd written an ethics textbook and things like that, so I was comfortable in what seemed to me a very small world. When I started stepping out onto my true path, it involved speaking in front of other people. I remember the first time I did that, my voice was quavering and shaking, but I had something I really wanted to say, so I did it, and that sort of overcame my terror of doing that when I realized, well, I didn't die, so I can do it again, and I eventually became more comfortable. But there were so many challenges. Honestly, a lot of them came from within me, as well as they were really exterior challenges, so much as my own fears and self-doubt, and not wanting to disappoint people around me. My husband at the time very much loved me. I loved him, but he really didn't want me to stop being home-based and to become who I am today. I mean, it wasn't what he signed up for. So I think that's true for many people, that our people in our lives and circumstances all make it extremely challenging, but there's something within us that's just like, you just gotta keep taking steps forward. You're called to do that, and that was certainly true for me.
you know, it's so great the way you empower all of these people who then go out and empower others. You know, these healers and visionaries and coaches and leaders. I was just wondering, how did that transition to writing a book for you?
Well, honestly, the way that it transitioned was that there was a point, in fact, New Year's Day 2013, when I got the inner guidance that I should write a book, and I was given the title as The Soul Guide to a Magical Life. And I said, that's a great title, but I don't know what I'm writing. And basically, I had, at that point, started to acquire, without quite realizing it, a body of work that I use to help people transform their blocks and to align with who they really are and what they want to do in the world. And the book at first was going to be just about describing that. But then as it unfolded, it became much more about my own journey, about the journey I see so many people doing. It's actually, we all are on the same journey, even though it may look different. There's stages that we all go through. There's challenges we all go through predictably in each stage. And because it's all predictable and something that everybody I talk to goes through, you can write about it and helpfully give people tools and resources for moving through the challenges that will come up in each phase and help understand and get a perspective on where you are. So it grew out of my own experiences with working with people and my own journey. So it's naturally evolved that way.
You know, the most wonderful thing about this is that writing a book, you actually touch, you know, thousands and millions of lives all over the world. And it's such a great extension of all of the wonderful things that you share with people now on a one-to-one or on a group basis. You know, it really touches the lives of a magnitude of people, which is really, really great. So what inspires you? Because I'm sure that inspiration is a big part of what you share with people that come to you to help them in their greatness. What inspires you to assist in the shift and help co-create a more beautiful world? With that out in the forefront, what does that look like for you that really makes that happen?
It's really what I call a calling. I can't help it. It's really, it's a profound expression of who I am and what I'm here to do. And the more, I mean, there's no greater joy than being with someone, just being really present with them and listening to what they need and what they're dealing with, and then guidance saying, okay, here's how you can help them. I mean, it just comes through me. I don't really feel like I'm doing it. I feel like I'm being a vessel for what is needed. And as I've worked with people, and this may happen to many other people too, is you're there in service. You find yourself developing in ways you never would expect. And one of the things that's for me has happened is my intuition, which was latent for most of my life, has become very highly honed. I feel like it's that connection to guidance, that connection to deep truth, which can speak right to people's hearts and come up with things I wouldn't myself necessarily even think of, but just the right tool at the right time for them to move through whatever's in their way. And I feel very blessed to be able to help people with that, really just by being present and in service. I love people very much. I find myself so moved by them, even just like people on the subway. I just look at their worn faces and their hardworking hands. I just feel like so much compassion and love for them. When I was younger, I used to feel kind of embarrassed by this profound love of people. And my first business was really painting portraits of people that show the divine in them. I didn't ever think about being a coach or an author or anything like that. I actually was showing some of these portraits that I painted of people, showing their higher self, basically, and the qualities of that. I had a show in my studio, and people who would come to see the show started to ask me to coach them. I was like, I'm not even sure what that means, but sure. Just out of seeing the pictures and hearing their stories, because it turns out that having a visual reminder of who you really are is transformational for people. So that was my first entree into doing transformational work. And then I started leading these vision board workshops. I didn't know that's what they were called, but I helped people make their own portrait using collage. And then I found out that people who went to these workshops, I just thought it was like a cool experience. I didn't realize it could change someone's life. And I remember my very first workshop, there was a woman who came named Mary who had just left her husband. She was a huge amount of challenges. She had four kids. She didn't know where she was going to live. She couldn't continue her work because they had a business together and that wasn't going to happen. She wanted to go back to school. She didn't have any money. She was overweight and in bad shape. And she did the workshop, and she created this really powerful, what I learned were called vision boards, a reminder of who she really is and what she's capable of. And a year later, I just happened to see her older daughter walking down the street with somebody I thought might be an older cousin, but it turned out it was Mary, and she looked fantastic. She'd lost 70 pounds. She was glowing. I was like, wow, what happened? And she told me about how her whole life had turned around in that year, and she said that was the beginning of it. I was like, wow, I had no idea that making these images could do that. And then I found other people who'd done the same workshop, and nothing had happened. I remembered one woman just kept hers in her closet because she was embarrassed about it. It made her feel bad to look at it because it was so far from where she was. And I got really interested, like, why do people who went to the same workshop have such a profoundly different experience? And I interviewed a bunch of people who'd done the workshops, and I uncovered what at the time I called the 7 secrets to grow your dreams into reality. And I started teaching that and creating courses from that. In other words, one thing kept leading to another. I wasn't planning to do it. I was guided to do it every step of the way. And that's true for writing this book, too.
That's so wonderful. Just following that intuitive spiritual source within, it really is
right.
A wonderful thing. So appropriately named, your magical book is The Soul Guide to a Magical Life.
That's my experience.
So for people to get on the right track to their magical life, do you have a tip or two from the book that might really help people that are just getting started on the path?
Yeah, I think the single most important thing to do is to actually start tapping into your own inner guidance, because we're so surrounded by other people's expertise and what you should and shouldn't do and their expectations and all of that stuff. And really, there's nothing more important than to tap into your own inner guidance. And in the book, I give people a number of tools to help do that. And there's some very simple ways to do that, which are truly life-changing if you just continue to listen to that. Your own inner truth, what's really important and real for you, rather than what everybody around you is trying to tell you. Shut out that noise and listen to what's that quiet, true voice within you. So that is something I think is the most important thing people can do, because we're so surrounded by distractions and other people's shoulds and rules and stuff that's maybe not aligned with who you really are and what you're here to do.
So what do you hope readers will take away from reading the book?
My biggest desire is that people be much more connected to your own inner guidance and your own inner truth, because that deep clarity within you is your true power. It's the source of your abundance. And when you're cut off from it, you not only fail to fulfill your potential, you also experience many other side effects, like challenges that we all have in our health or work or relationships or prosperity. Those are often symptoms of a disconnection from your own deep truth. And that's why many attempts to solve your problems don't work, because they are not the cause, they are the symptoms. So when you rediscover your own inner guidance and you begin to align with your true self, you activate this latent power within you and begin to dissolve many of your problems. And that's when miracles happen. That's when you start realizing life could be, by magical, I mean in flow, guided, supported beyond anything you can imagine, maybe right now. That's the biggest thing I want people to take. And there's also a lot of practical tools and my soul alignment system in the book, which you can use to transform blocks and problems and liberate yourself to be who you are here to be. So that's what I want people to take away, is not just the book itself, but to ongoingly use the tools, which will make such a difference.
When you think about the work that you're doing, which is incredible, and it's guided from your higher source, which is just like the best thing you can do, is fulfilling your purpose in life, and you're doing
it's
that.
True. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. And so when you look at the work you're doing, as well as the book and all mm-hmm. the lives that it would touch, if you were to look at this in this way, too early to ask you this question, but if you were to look at it almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you? What would that look like in the world?
Mm-hmm. I actually have a pretty clear vision of that, because I feel like in this time of chaotic change which is going on the planet, if more people are tuned into their own inner guidance and deep clarity rather than distracted by screens and addictions and other people's opinions and anxieties, we really can co-create the more beautiful world that our hearts know is possible, which is a phrase I love. It comes from this man named Charles Eisenstein. And that's actually not something that's somewhere to get to, but it's something that happens moment by moment, right in the middle of our busy lives. We experience this opening into a much more beautiful, connected, loving world. And if my legacy can be to have that spread out on the planet, I will just feel so blessed. So, that's what lighting up the lights means to me. The people who help other people are like key nodes. Like if they can do that and be that and be in their full power, then we have a chance to light up the world. If you can do that wherever you are, then that's good enough and more than good enough. So the book can help people to do that and connect to that. I will be just delighted.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Well, Pamela, we so appreciate you being here with us today and bringing all of this wonderful wisdom and inspiration. I feel so incredibly inspired after being in your company for this time. So I know your book, The Soul Guide to a Magical Life, can be found in major bookstores, including Amazon. But if someone would like to connect with you and learn more and maybe gain more of your wisdom, is there a website where they could go?
There is. It's called thesoulguide.com. And actually, if the people go to thesoulguide.com/gifts, I have 4 gifts for you. And one of them includes the opportunity to apply to receive a breakthrough session with me. So if you go to thesoulguide.com/gifts, there's my gifts there. And you can also reach out to me directly and email me at Pamela@thesoulguide.com. And I would love to connect with you.
Oh, that's so lovely and so generous. Once again, generosity of your time today, as well as all this wonderful gift. So be sure and visit the website, thesoulguide.com. Pamela, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.